Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson. Hey, guess what I'm doing when I get done with Mormon Channel today? I'm going to walk across the street to Temple Square, and I'm going to wait for my husband to get off work, so I got a little time to kill. I'm going to go sit up in front of the Christus, and I'm going to read my scriptures, and I can't tell you how excited I am about that. Can you hear me smiling? Like, I'm really going to do that, and I'm so excited to do it. I just thought, how can I just sort of make my scripture reading different today? And since I have a little time to pass before I meet my husband and we have our little date tonight, I'm going to read my scriptures up there by the Christus. I just think that sounds like an awesome little different thing to do. So I have a scripture for you from Mosiah 27, verse 14. It says this about the scriptures. It says, "And again, the angel said, Behold, the Lord hath heard the prayers of his people, and also the prayers of his servant, Alma, who is thy father. For he has prayed with much faith concerning thee, that thou mightest be brought to the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, for this purpose have I come, to convince thee of the power and authority of God, that the prayers of his servants might be answered according to their faith." Now, Alma the younger had a powerful conversion, now one that is incredibly inspiring and is recorded in the scriptures just for us to learn from. And I'm telling you, I've looked at that example many, many times. And he was teaching us that this was an answer to his father's prayer. His father had sent up numerous prayers because Alma the younger was kind of a stinker. I'm just going to say it. He was raging against the church. He was, he was just not a good guy. He'd kind of turned into not such a good guy. And his father had been sending up prayers forever, frustrated, pleading prayers about ways in which his son could turn around. And I think that the scriptures, that's just one way where that can teach us that if we've got wayward children, hey, here's another prophet that can sympathize with you. You are in good company. And that's what the scriptures do for me. I realize that they're not so very far away from my experiences in life. And that's why they're there, right? Not only to read the words of the Lord, but also to relate and to understand that there are universal things that happened way back then that still pertain to us today. And, you know, when prayers are done in faith, then they're answered in the way that the Lord knows best. And sometimes it's right there in the scriptures. So I'm super excited to pass a little bit of time today reading my scriptures in front of the Christus. I know. Good times. Well, I saw this post on Facebook a couple of months ago. It was a picture of a key. And right next to it, it says, "Prayer is your personal key to heaven." And that's a quote from Boyd K. Packer. And, you know, thanks to the power of prayer, we get to communicate with our Heavenly Father. That's our lifeline to our Father in heaven. Come on, the Father of our spirit. So, it is a key. It's just kind of unlocks that door to open up the ways in which we can communicate with our Heavenly Father. Love it. Well, if you want to look at a really great Bible video that talks about the way to pray, look at the Sermon on the Mount, and it's called The Lord's Prayer. And it's lovely. First of all, I've said before that I love this actor who plays the Savior in these new Bible videos. He's just brilliant. And he knows how to interpret the language in a way that I listen to, that really resonates with me. He really interprets the scriptures very well. But it's the Savior talking about the importance of prayer to his listeners, to that congregation that's there with him. He talks about praying always and making sure that your prayers are not outwardly flashy, that you're not praying out in front of people all the time for people to hear how wonderful you are. He says for us to pray in our closets, to go somewhere in private and pray. And he says, "And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." That stuck out to me this time. And I know I've heard the Sermon on the Mount dozens and dozens of times in my lifetime. But this time, that really struck me, that when we pray in secret, our Father will reward us openly. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. So check that one out. Sermon on the Mount, The Lord's Prayer. And just listen. It's really lovely. It's just a beautiful setting and beautifully done. Love it. Well, I have this awesome talk that Elder Russell M. Nelson told back in April 2003. And I still remember watching conference and listening to this talk because it was so powerful. But he talks about how he knew this stake patriarch from Southern Utah. And he said he was just such a reverent, good man. He'd come to see Elder Russell M. Nelson, who, by the way, is a doctor. And he said, "I'd been seeing this guy for over 40 years. And he said, it was even in the early days of the surgery of the heart. And he said, you know, this saintly soul had suffered from heart failure. When he talked to him, this guy said, "I think I have a damaged valve in my heart." And as they did some extensive evaluations on this guy, they found out that not only did he have one bad heart valve, but he had two. And there was only one that surgically could be fixed, and they didn't want to advise this surgery on the other valve. And boy, when this guy got this news, he was really devastated. And so he'd had a subsequent visit where he said to Elder Nelson, "Please, Dr. Nelson, I've prayed for the help and I've been directed to you. And I know that the Lord can reveal to you how to repair this second heart valve. He can reveal it to you. I know it. And your mind is prepared. And I just know that if you operate on me, the Lord will tell you what to do. Please perform this operation that I need and pray for the help that you need." So, you know, what do you say to that? When Elder Nelson started to think about it, it had a profound effect on him. And he said, "How can I possibly turn this man away?" So he said he just followed that visit with fervent prayer. And, well, they had prayer together, and then he prayed alone and over again, asking our Heavenly Father to help him to know what to do about this leaking tricuspid valve. And even as he started the operation, he said, the assistant turned to him and said, "So what are you going to do for that?" And he said, "I do not know. I don't know." So he said, we began the operation. And after relieving the obstruction of the first valve, they exposed the second one. And he said he found it intact, but it was so badly dilated that it could no longer function as it should. And he said, "I was examining the valve, and all of a sudden, this message distinctly impressed him to reduce the circumference of the ring." So he announced that message to his assistant, and he said, "The valve tissue will be sufficient if we can effectively reduce the ring towards its normal size." And he thought, but how? He didn't know how. So he thought, we couldn't apply a belt to it. We couldn't tighten it like a waistband. He just said, we couldn't squeeze the strap. We couldn't cinch it like a saddle on a horse. And then he said, suddenly a picture became very vivid in his mind, showing him how to do stitches that could make a pleat, that could actually form a pleat and a tuck there. And so he saw this vision in his head. And so he said, "I still remember that mental image. It even had dotted lines in it, the image where the sutures should be placed." And he said he repaired the damage. He repaired it and he completed it according to that diagram in his mind. He says, "We tested the valve and found that the leak had been reduced remarkably." And his assistant turned to him and said, "This is a miracle." And he responded by saying, "It is an answer to prayer." He said the patient's recovery was rapid. His relief was gratifying. And he not only had he helped him in a marvelous way, but surgical help for other people with similar problems had now become a possibility. And he said, "I take no credit. I know where that came from. This came from the faith of a faithful patriarch who knew God and knew that God answered prayers." And he said, "This faithful man lived for many more years and has since gone to his eternal glory." What an incredible amount of faith. I just love that story so much, and I'm so grateful for apostles and prophets who share those stories that can inspire us and maybe renew our faith, that when we pray and when we search the scriptures, we will, not can, but will find answers to our desired questions. Well, you know, what are your experiences with prayer? Please share your experiences with us. Let me know. Go to mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. And I've said this before, this is a fairly new email address. And so a lot of people are sending their emails to other areas, and that's fine. We always get them. But this one's up and running. So go to mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org and let me know how you feel about prayer and the scriptures and how they've affected you. So we're going to leave today with a beautiful song called "God Our Father, Hear Us Pray." And this is by the fabulous and talented Lex de Azevedo. Have a wonderful day. Do not forget to pray and read your scriptures.